Down Saturday over Iran's seizure of a British-flagged oil tanker in the Strait of Hormuz, with Britain issuing a stern warning to Tehran and the Islamic Republic saying the seizure was a reciprocal move. British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt said he had a long conversation about the situation with Iran's Foreign Minister Javad Zarif. Hunt said that Britain's actions are not part of the U.S. maximum pressure campaign against Tehran.
They have a different approach to dealing with Iran to us and France and Germany. We continue to support the Iran nuclear deal. This is about the safety and security of British and international shipping.
Iran's powerful Guardian Council said Saturday the seizure was in response to Britain's participation in the capture 2 weeks ago of an Iranian oil tanker transporting more than 7.5 million liters of Iranian crude oil near Gibraltar. Britain maintains the oil was bound for Syria in violation of EU sanctions. More than one-third of the United States is sweltering under a massive heat wave. It's even dangerously hot. But while many are searching for refuge inside, Julie Walker of AP reports there are some people who are outside.
From Texas to Maine, people are sweating it out. The National Weather Service is warning of temperatures in the high 90s and heat indexes surpassing 100. But that's not stopping folks here in Prospect Park, Brooklyn, like Ellis Schaefer, from getting out and getting exercise.
It's bad, but it's summer in New York. July and August are not always that much fun.
Experts are urging people to limit time outside and drink lots of water. Julie Walker, New York.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Tens of thousands gathered in Hong Kong Saturday to voice support for the police and to call for an end to violence after a wave of protests against an extradition bill triggered clashes between police and activists and plunged the city into crisis. The rally called Safeguard Hong Kong comes one day ahead of another mass protest planned against the government and its handling of a now-suspended extradition bill that would have allowed people in Hong Kong to be sent to mainland China for trial. Also Saturday, the Associated Press reported that police in Hong Kong found about 2 kilograms of the powerful homemade explosive TATP and arrested a man in a raid on a commercial building late Friday. A police spokesman said no concrete link between the explosives cache and the march has been established, and they continue to investigate. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met with Ecuador's President Lenin Moreno Saturday, reiterating U.S. support in the fight against drugs, in helping Venezuelan refugees, and in battling corruption. Speaking at a news conference, Pompeo thanked President Moreno for helping Venezuelan refugees who have fled to Ecuador.
It has hosted more than 350,000 Venezuelan migrants and refugees. This is a truly heroic number. We're proud that the United States so far has provided more than $30 million in humanitarian assistance and that an additional $5 million to help with the influx of Colombian refugees that you're also welcoming.
Pompeo's 3-day Latin American visit also takes him to Mexico City and San Salvador, where he will seek cooperation on security issues, reinforce U.S. commitment to human rights and democracy, and expanding economic opportunities for citizens. Celebrations are in full swing across the United States to mark the 50th anniversary of humanity's first footsteps on another world. Apollo 11's Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin landed on the moon July 20, 1969. Armstrong was the first one out, proclaiming that's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. At NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida, Vice President Mike Pence paid tribute to the Apollo 11 crew.
Yet for all they did, for all the risks they took, if Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin, and Mike Collins are not heroes, then there are no heroes.
Pence said the United States plans to return to the moon within the next 5 years with American astronauts, the next man, and the first woman on the lunar surface. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm David Berg, VOA News.
It's VOA. One. All the hits and more right here. on VOA 1.